Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, so before we left, she had an interesting take. She decided that she was going to start to make herself a little bit less aesthetically appealing going out on dates. She felt like guys were really into her just for her looks. So the game plan was, let's go ahead and I'm just going to ugly myself. Did you guys say it was up or down?
Ugly it up. Are you pretty it down?
Really?
Ugly it up, pretty it down.
Ugly it up sounds right. Pretty it down for some reason doesn't.
Ugly down. I don't know.
You ugly it up because you're making it more ugly.
Okay. Ugly rises like heat.
And if you're going to downplay the pretty, like if you're going to go let you, like you're not upping the pretty, you're downing the pretty, you're not downing the ugly, you're upping the ugly. Okay. This is okay. Like the thermostat conversation we had.
It hurts my head. So a coworker was going to set her up, but she really kind of like wanted to ugly herself either up or down before she went on the date. So the update, who's got it?
I have the update. Well, I found middle ground. I decided to wear something casual, but still me. Jeans, a comfy tee, and my favorite sneakers. I wore minimal makeup, just a touch of mascara and lip balm. I didn't want to go all out, but I also didn't want to deliberately downplay myself to the point of feeling uncomfortable or inauthentic. I thought this way, I could still be genuine without compromising my own confidence. Now, how did the day go? Pretty great, actually.
Okay.
We met at a local cafe, had a great time. He was genuine, funny, and attentive. Not once did I feel like he was judging me based on my looks. Our conversation seemed to indicate to me that he isn't that kind of shallow person who would even think about that type of thing. We talked about everything from religion to politics to philosophical questions. We're planning on meeting up again soon. Whether this turns into something more serious or not, I've realized the importance of being true to myself while still respecting my own desires and comforts. I'm just trying to remember that the right person will see you, the real you, no matter what.
Huh. So what is the lesson here for other women?
Ugly yourself up more.
So what I'm reading, like this, the last line, the right person will see you, the real you, like, and this is something that's so funny that we like had ingrained in our head at boot camp, our morning show boot camp, like be authentically yourself. Like, don't try to be somebody else. Don't try to make yourself something you're not. Be unabashedly, unapologetically you. And then that way the right person will come and fall in love with who you are meant to be in this world.
There really is nothing sexier than that. When you're out with somebody and they're super confident and they really are like, you really believe that what they are saying about themselves, there's nothing sexier. There's no amount of makeup. There's no anything that you put over your eyes or whatever. That is any sexier than that.
I agree. I think authenticity is the best thing. And confidence is really true when you are being authentic. And I don't think you should ever not be yourself. I mean, you're not going to be for everyone,
yep.
Period. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But you will be for who you're supposed to be for. And the only way to truly know that is if you are authentic on your dates.
Exactly. So you got to dress up how you feel best, but also recognize when you got to play the game. I've been in these streets a long time, and I know sometimes you got to pretty yourself up more than you got to ugly yourself down or ugly yourself up, whatever it is.
Because
I don't know
what direction we're going.
I don't know either, man. All right, I wanted to get your guys' take on this. We got a couple of minutes before we need to take off for the next break. So I'm seeing this more and more often now, this new Gen Z trend of going braless. Have you guys seen this online?
I'm envious. more power to you. I feel that should be the case. There are, you know, there are some of us that that's not an option.
So this is the like initial TikTok that started to go viral, and now it's got over 600 million tags on it.
Wow.
As Gen Z women are like, you know what? I am going to give up the bra.
Here's how to survive going braless in public for the first time. Tip number one, wear something tight. Trust me on this one. If your nipples are going to show, they're going to show. Might as well feel so support. There will be less jiggle. There will be less bounce. You're welcome. Tip number two, wear something dark. It's more inconspicuous. Tip number three, don't look at people walking by. What? You want to know whether they're looking at you? Doesn't matter.
All right, so why now? A lot of women are saying they're doing it to prove a point that women's breasts all look different. They should all be celebrated and they shouldn't be hidden. That is, seems to be the reason why women are doing it.
Honey, I've been doing this for the past 20 years of my life. Now, I give them, they have the ovaries to do it in public. I couldn't do that, although it almost happened today. I almost walked out the house with that one on. It's freeing. Nobody likes this armor. Mm-hmm. It constricts you. It's uncomfortable. And I guarantee you, half of women, as soon as they get home, they rip that sucker off. We hate them.
A psychologist said that a bunch of women are feeling super liberated by this, and young women want to reclaim, quote unquote, their agency, which is the reason why they're doing that.
Now, if you are a person who doesn't sweat obsessively, then yeah, sure, more power to you. In this summer heat, I cannot go without a bra because the boob sweat is insane, and I will have stain marks all over my shirt.
I think women should do whatever makes them feel beautiful and comfortable, but I gotta say, the only women who are for this that I know are the ones with the itty bitty ones and that look really cute, because some of us wouldn't be in that camp.
The Burt Show.